An update now on the situation in Kingston, Jamaica, where at least 31 are dead in rioting that has shaken the capital over the last 3 days. The New York Daily News is reporting 60 are dead in those Jamaican gun battles. The agreement by the Jamaican government to extradite drug kingpin Christopher Koch, who is still at large, has had tragic, bloody consequences. The question is, where does it go from here? Mark Shields is a former deputy police commissioner for Jamaica. He joins us from Kingston. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Now, you said a moment ago on our program that you think security forces are getting this under control. What do you base that on?
Well, I base it on the fact that probably the first target was after the unprovoked attacks on the police, in which two officers died and a police station was burned to the ground, that the security forces were forced to take the battle to the criminals. And so they had to move into Tivoli Gardens, which is an enclave which is really occupied by Mr. Koch and his community. That was successful, but of course there was some loss of life. There are still skirmishes in other parts of the city with gunmen, but I do feel that the security forces are getting on top of this. It's going to take time, and it will take, let's say, a concerted effort over the days ahead to ensure that the bloodshed stops. But at the moment, things are better than they have been for a few days.
All right, Mark Shields, you described the people with guns firing on security forces as criminals, and I think that's a fair assessment. But Christopher Koch, although he's wanted by the U.S. on drug charges, is not necessarily considered a criminal there in Kingston. What are the long-term consequences for Prime Minister Golding?
Well, you say by Kingston, and I think, you know, you have to qualify that by saying that it's within a particular group of residents in Kingston. Most people, and they're honest people who go about their business as they do in New York and want no part of this and do not support Mr. Koch. Most people just live in a normal democracy and go about their lives. But the fact is that within this particular community, he has huge support because perhaps in the past the state has left down supporting these people. And, of course, they've turned to him, as in other areas, to other community leaders for help.
So does Prime Minister Golding get viewed as being a strong leader by engaging in this initiative or being a puppet of the United States?
I think certainly he's got a mind of his own. I don't think he's a puppet of the United States. In fact, I think you may know that the extradition was actually blocked for quite a few months before he agreed to sign the extradition treaty. And I think there was an expectation that when it was signed that we would get extreme violence on the streets of certain parts of Kingston. And that's exactly what's happened. So there was no surprise in that. Strong leadership will show now is that we follow through and ensure that these gangs within certain parts of Kingston are put away once and for all.
Finally, Mark Shields, as a former deputy police commissioner, I'm struck by, even though there's a state of emergency now for another month, according to Prime Minister Golding, tourism has remained strong in Jamaica. Why is that the case, if I may ask, and please resist the urge to be a tourism minister for your country?
I will try to do that. It's a big country, and it's a bit like having some problems in one pocket of New York and wiping off the whole city. The fact is that it's a great place to come to. It is beautiful without being a tourist minister, and that this really is isolated to certain areas, and people should still come to Jamaica.
All right. Mark Shields, former deputy police commissioner for Jamaica in Kingston, Jamaica, describing the scene and the gun battles, which he believes are winding down after 3 days of violence in Kingston. Thank you so much, Mr. Shields.
You're welcome.